Friends and residents, once again, I'm happy to be here for the PAP's first rally of this general election. I chose to begin it here because this place holds special meaning for me. All of you warmly welcomed me when I first stood here in 2015 when the GRC was formed. We have walked this journey together for 10 years. Thank you for your trust and support. Thank you for supporting my team. As I mentioned at the beginning, tonight I'm here with my Marsiling UT team, with guests from Sembawang. We are all the PAP team from the north, and we are here to ask for your support of the PAP.
This election is never just about me, but about you and about us. Together in Marsiling UT, in Singapore, you will ask me, what will the next 5 years be in Woodgrove? With me and with the PAP. To the aspiring parents-to-be and the families with young children, I say, I will continue to be your strong ally and create a Woodgrove that is made for families.
My opponent and his party may offer bold promises, such as reducing GST to 5%, introducing minimum wage, and calling for reducing foreign PMETs sharply. But they don't explain how these proposals can be funded. Who would pay for this? And more importantly, what would be the long-term impact on our economy and our jobs? Let's be honest, money don't fall from the sky. Reducing GST without an alternative source of revenue would just mean we have to raise taxes from elsewhere. Today, 50% of Singaporeans do not pay income tax. So if we have to reduce GST to 5%, that means our residents would have to pay more income taxes. Is this what you want?
Yesterday at the nomination centre, we had an interesting exchange with a candidate from the opposition. After all the formalities were over, he turned to us and he said, and I paraphrase, "Look, we are not here to rock the boat. The government has done good work. We are just standing for democracy." Now, I appreciate his honesty. It was a respectful exchange. It was a decent exchange. But it reminded me of something really important. Because democracy is important. But democracy is not just the right to stand for election, but the responsibility to serve and to deliver when one is elected. So let us be clear. Anyone can hold up a placard and say, "I am here for democracy." But building homes, fighting inflation, creating jobs, caring for the vulnerable, ensuring that our children have a future worth dreaming for, that is the real work of democracy, not the slogans, but the substance. And so, my friends, this is what our team is for, to stand for democracy and yet deliver results for Singaporeans. And so here in Marsiling UT, we have delivered tangible progress. You can see it with your own eyes. Everywhere around us, improvements. In Sembawang West, in Sembawang GRC as well. And that is our commitment to you. Because they are not just flashy ideas. These are things that matter to you. So I say this to you once again. Vote for a responsible government. Vote for the people who will care for you and uphold the democratic system in Singapore. And that is the PAP.
PAP! Thank you! Vote for the PAP!
Where politics end up splitting societies by racial concerns, religious beliefs, or single cause issues. We have seen this in many parts of the world. Pro-LGBT and anti-LGBT, pro-abortion, pro-life causes, pro-Palestine, pro-Israel. Even families and friendships are torn apart just because of politics. We all have our belief systems. We all have our principles. We all also have our personal hurt and grievances. As politicians, we too face personal conflicts when we have to put national interests first, ahead of our own personal grievances and pain. But we must never, never allow politics to feed into this to create division among our people. We have invested years to build peace and stability here in Singapore, which very few places in the world can say they have done so. Divisive politics is not the kind of politics that we want in Singapore. And I hope that in this general elections, we continue to respect that across all parties that are contesting.
Once again, the people and government, we must resolve to work together. Our tagline, new resolve, secure the future. This new resolve is not just the PAP's resolve. It's our resolve as a people, as Singaporeans. Your vote this time is about what kind of leaders, what system of governance you want at this time when the peace and prosperity we have known for most of adult life is now under risk. I say this is no time for political experiment. We already have a system that I think is stable and works well. A competent ruling party that can act decisively for Singaporeans with checks and balance from the opposition in parliament. It's a system that is stable and works well for Singaporeans. There is no chance of an opposition wipeout in this GE. So vote for what works. Vote for stability. Vote to ensure that Singapore remains safe and stable, even if the world is in turmoil. Residents of the North, this GE is a test for all of us, and we must fly, we must pass with flying colors to build a better life for ourselves, for your children, and for mine. Thank you. We are facing a looming job crisis, a confidence crisis. It's preoccupying the PAP government, even as we have to undergo a general elections. In the meantime, the opposition is throwing out all kinds of ideas that the crisis is overblown. The government is just scaremongering. In the meantime, let's subsidize health insurance 100%. Let's remove the price of land in HDB prices, cut GST, and to pay for it, increase wealth tax, which is really increasing your property tax, and then use more of the reserves. Imagine after GE, just imagine, after the GE, opposition takes over government, and all these proposals become realities and appear in newspaper headlines all over the world. What will it do to Singapore's standing? What will it do to our international credibility? Will people still see Singapore as a prudent, responsible government, or they think Singapore has gone crazy, turned populist, and spendthrift? I think that will be the outcome, and we will be punished. This happened in the UK some years ago, when then Prime Minister Liz Truss became Prime Minister, and she announced a set of policies that international community and investors thought was reckless. So the investors dumped the British pound, and British pound went down. Likewise, if we implement all these irresponsible policies now, investors can dump the Singapore dollar. Today, Singapore and ringgit is 3 ringgit, 3 plus ringgit to 1 Singapore dollar. When you dump the Singapore dollar, become 2 to 1, become 1 to 1. Is that what we want? You know, there was a famous line in our political history. You know, you will know who said it. It says, This is not a game of cards. This is your life and my life. And what we are witnessing now is exactly what treating politics like a game of cards look like. Now, not many people play cards. Huh? People play video games. I think we should update this saying. This is not a video game. This is your life and my life.
In this election, you will hear many alternative ideas, and we always stay open to ideas. Some ideas may sound appealing at first. You heard some of them from my colleagues just now, highlighting what the opposition have said, but in fact, not all of these ideas are sound. Often, people was asked for or put up proposals for the government to subsidize more, to spend more, and to make things more affordable. Sometimes people tell me too, just spend more, loosen the purse strings, it's okay, spend more. In fact, we have been spending more. Social spending in our budget every year has been rising significantly on social areas like healthcare, education. In fact, social spending is already the largest item in our budget. It's even higher than defense spending. So we will continue to spend more and we will continue to do more, but we will do so carefully. If we weaken our public finances, the burden will only fall on our children and the next generation. If we mismanage the economy, investor confidence will fall, our economy will suffer, and our incomes will stagnate. So I assure you, so long as the PAP is in charge, I give you my word, we will continue to manage our economy well. I know some Singaporeans want the PAP to continue to govern, but they say, let's also have some alternative voices in Parliament. I understand this sentiment. In fact, we already have a sizable opposition in Parliament today. The number of opposition MPs have increased steadily, election after election, and in the last GE, the numbers almost doubled. So the opposition is here to stay, and they are determined, they really want to grow. You look at the Workers' Party, most of their MPs are staying put in their wards to secure their seats in Parliament, those the existing MPs. As one of their candidates said, these are their safe seats. So Workers' Party has safe seats. So they stay put in their safe seats. Their new candidates are fielded elsewhere so that they can break new ground, hopefully, and they can increase their seats in Parliament. You have a new opposition party. You may have heard of them, RDU, Red Dot United. They are mounting a strong fight. In fact, they have the second highest number of candidates after the WP. RDU, a very new party, the second highest number of candidates at 15. And then you have the other opposition parties, PSP, SDP, NSP, they all are pushing hard, each one contesting at least 10 seats. You add them all up, WP, RDU, PSP, SDP, NSP, it is a formidable challenge. And that's why from the beginning I've said it will be a tough contest and I don't assume the PAP will automatically win. And that's why we will work extra hard to earn your confidence and trust. You can find our key plans in our manifesto. Let me just highlight one or two of them. For example, on housing, we've ramped up supply of BTO flats after the disruptions of COVID. It's better now. And I am very confident because we are building so many flats, the situation will stabilize soon. Once that happens, we will be able to review our policies, including on the income ceiling to buy new flats and also access for singles buying BTO flats so that more Singaporeans can purchase affordable BTO flats. Or take another example, long-term care. All of us with elderly parents are worried because how do we care for our seniors? Many of them want to age in place. They don't want to go to a nursing home, and we shouldn't put them in a nursing home. But what do we do to care for them? We've introduced community care apartments, studio apartments with care facilities within the same block. But we can't build enough new apartments to meet the demand. So we need a different model that will allow seniors to continue living where they are, but with easy access to the support they need. And that's something that we are working on, and we will be able to share more with you in the next term, in the coming years. The opposition also says don't give a blank check for the PAP. Yes, look at the PAP candidates. Consider them carefully. But I would also say, don't give the opposition a free pass. Apply the same standards to them as you do to the PAP in terms of integrity, competence, and readiness to serve. Choose individuals of character whom you believe will serve you, your family, your constituency, and our nation well. Together, let us fly our Singapore flag high. Together, let us secure a brighter future for you, your loved ones, and for Singapore. Majulah Singapura! Woo! Majulah PAP! Woo! Thank you.
Thank you, PM. Now, we'd like all speakers for tonight to come to the front of the stage for our finale segment.